You're doing a good job. Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N. She'd be born a poor black child in the ghetto. She'd be born 6'5", 84. Did you ever see the movie The Jerk?
No.
With Steve Martin?
No.
That's how it starts. I was born a poor black child in the ghetto. 6'5", 84. Let's see. This is a 40-year-old young lady comes in with cough, congestion, body aches, sore throat, symptoms of sinus infection. Patient received a Z-Pak, Midral, Dospak, as well as Rocephin and Decadron, period. Her strep A, COVID, flu tests were all negative, period. This young lady works for the UTMB. UTMB as a clinical care assistant, but she has a blood sugar of 200 most of the time, but A1C of over 14. Her primary care physician recently placed her on Ozempic, but she hasn't been taking it because she's afraid. We had a long discussion as far as the number one cause of renal failure, number one cause of blindness, and number one cause of loss of limb in America is diabetes, and she has the best medication in her hand, and she refuses to take it, period. Furthermore, she knows that her blood sugar elevation is going to cause further problems down the road, and she needed some education regarding the use of Ozempic and how effective the medication can be, period. Medication includes metformin, 1000, BID, losartan, 50 once a day, Ozempic, which she's never started. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, has had some depression issues. She's single, she's divorced, but definitely not suicidal. Surgery, C-section, tubal ligation, and cholecystectomy. Last period, 2-3 weeks ago, she has had a lot of bleeding and abnormal periods. She does smoke. She does drink from time to time. She has children, times three, and she's divorced, as I mentioned. Family history, diabetes, no breast cancer, reported positive ovarian cancer, allergy, none, COVID immunization, none. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress, 228 pounds. 98%, 98, 18, 95, pulse, 137 over 76, heart pulses, 1 pulse over 2, lungs, wrong, high, coarse breath, sounds, TMs are red, first term pharynx is red, neurological, non-focal skin, shows no rash, lower extremity shows a trace edema, neck shows lymphadenopathy, assessment, sinusitis, number 2, bronchitis, number 3, patient will be treated with steroids and antibiotics, number 4, check blood sugar, number 5, if the blood sugar remains over 250, more than 2 days in a row, to call me immediately. Next number, start Ozempic ASAP. Next number is hypertension. Next number, she knows why she needs to get the Ozempic started. Next number, she does have what looks like RVH consistent with sleep apnea. Next number, she doesn't want to have any workup done, but she knows if she loses the weight, that will go away. Next number, blood pressure is controlled with the losartan. Next number, lymphadenopathy consistent with sinusitis. Next number is abnormal period. We'll get her to start iron tablets one a day. That should help her. Next one is carotid stenosis minimal. Next one is neuropathy. Next one is lower extremity edema. Multifactorial. TSH is up to date. Last A1C was 14. This was checked just a few days ago. Next number, avoid salt. Next number, sleep apnea should be causing part of this edema of the lower extremity at least, but taking her off the medication. I mean, starting her on the Ozempic should help. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, status post-cholecystectomy. Next number, we'll follow patient on outpatient in the next month or two, either if she chooses with us or with her primary care physician. Next number, pelvic ultrasound shows no evidence of ovarian mass or tumors in face of family history of ovarian cancer. Thank you.